This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, hey, hey. You are listening to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. I, of course, am Ruby Chukwuri, and joining me in studio today is the lovely and radiant Zanele Zimu.
Hello, darlings. Hello.
And we have the forever on fleek Babalo yes. Mani.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
How is everyone feeling today?
Good. It's hot.
It's very hot, but it's a good day.
It's a good day. Yeah. It is. Okay. So the topic today is what's next after university and how to navigate your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone in studio today is 21.
Hey!
So we're still trying to figure out life and we're just at the beginning, mm-hmm. I think. Trying to do this adult thing, but still, you know,
it's quite tough.
Yeah,
very, very tough.
Still at the brink of it all. So I first wanted to ask everyone, how do you feel about being 21? What does 21 mean to you?
Ooh,
tense.
That is, what is 21 to me? Okay, firstly, I feel like I'm still 18. So guys,
I get what you mean.
I feel like people should just say I'm 18, not 21. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even like I went to go do my eyebrows the other day and the guy mm-hmm. was like, you look 14. So I'm not 21.
Okay.
Because I just feel like young, fresh, energetic. My skin is glowing today.
Hey, no.
So I'm feeling good.
Hashtag detox.
Yes. But otherwise, on another, like a normal day, being 21 is tough because like you're a young adult. You're still trying to figure out everything. You trying to find a job, you trying to, I don't know, just see if you're going to continue your studies. What are you going to do? You don't want to just stay at home. Mm. You don't want parents complaining. So it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure and responsibility.
Mm. It's definitely a transitional phase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Babs, how do you feel about 21?
I agree with Zani. Like, it is a year of just, an age where you feel like you should have already achieved certain things.
Gosh, yes. I agree.
But it's just, I think we should think of it as like a landmark to be like, okay, cool. This is where I'm trying to head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard not to feel that pressure. Like you should be here mm-hmm. at some sort of stage. It is hard not to feel like that. Because most of our lives, we're always entering new phases, like primary school, then there's high school, then there's uni. Now it's like, what next?
Yeah, what next?
So the next feeling is very weird. It's a very weird feeling.
Because we always know what's next. Now, what is next?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the great thing is everyone in studio is a graduate.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? We had to do it.
Shout out to all of us.
You
can finally say it.
So Zanele has just graduated from UCT.
Mm. Well, thank you, guys. Thank mm-hmm. you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Babs has just graduated from AFTA.
Yes.
So, Babs, what did you do your degree in?
Live performance. So that was stage acting, screen acting, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. TV presenting, all of that.
Okay, that's great. Because I know that that's like what Zani would have wanted to do.
Oh,
I know
definitely.
For the whole of Zani's degree, because Zanele did commerce. I'll let her tell her own story. But Zani, just tell us about your last 3 years.
Like in matric, I was just like, drama or commerce? Then I just thought, businesswoman. Yes.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, that's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked commerce, BCom finance and accounting. I mean, business science, finance and accounting. That was my first pick.
Yeah.
First year. And then accounting, I was like, Bosiam, what's this? It's just, I did not do it in high school. It was just this new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, no. So then second semester, first year, I changed to finance and economics. And I'm like, okay, I got this. Now I got this.
Mm.
Second year comes, I'm just
like lol.
Lol, I don't got this. Third year comes, I was like, oh, hell no, am I going to do this as a career? And I was just like, you know what, I'm in third year. Let me just finish it. I don't regret what's this, doing this degree. Like, I'm glad I did. So yeah, but now I'm Indigo View. Hey, Steven. Hey, what up?
That's
what's this? Yes. So like, I'm at Indigo View now doing the things. Y'all will be seeing me soon. I'm just saying.
Doing at Indigo View?
Okay. I'm doing acting. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be for its screen and theater.
Okay.
But right now we're just focusing on like ourselves, because as an artist, you need to know who you are. You need to know what your truth is before you can like
take on perform. Other roles.
Yeah. Okay. Before you can take on other roles. Otherwise people are going to see that you're just being fake. Like, it's not real.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Babs, I remember because Babs and I went to the same high school.
We're so long ago.
I remember,
we go way back.
We go way back. And I remember Babs, I remember both of us were supposed to go to UCT. This is how I remember the story. Babs and I both got into UCT and we're like, yeah, you know, we're going to be going. We're going to be friends. We're going to be staying together. Oh my God, it's going to be so exciting. And then all of a sudden, literally, I think like, I don't know, like 2 weeks before, literally, yeah. Babs was like, yeah, no, I'm no longer going to UCT.
Weren't you disappointed?
And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm going to AFTA. I'm thinking, what is AFTA?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this thing.
But wait, what were you going to study at UCT?
Dude, I was going to do drama or psychology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
And I was like, psychology is what I'm going to do. It's like, I'm going to, you know, do the things.
What changed your mind like 2 weeks before?
So I had like some anxiety meltdown 2 weeks before or like after being orientated a few weeks back, when my dad went to go visit UCT and everything. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, as a drama student, what do they do after? Like, what happens? Like, when they finished? And it was kind of like, no, they just become lecturers and they become teachers. And I was like, like, I'm not trying to be a teacher if I do go into this acting world.
Yes.
So like, what do you do? And they're like, okay, you know, like, you know, other than that, maybe do this and then bridge into this course and maybe see what you want to do. And I was like, yo, you know, it just looks like a mess. And I want to do what I want to do. I mean, I grew up in a house full of brothers who struggled. I saw the whole university mix up. One did engineering, then stopped, then 2 years later did this, and then the other one did accounting. So I saw that mess and what it looks like and what it did, like it set them back kind of thing. And put them in different places in their lives socially, which aren't very healthy.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, let me not waste time. Let me hear what these people have to say. So I said, okay, I really want to actually do this acting thing, but for real, for real.
Yeah, you don't want it just like a part-time while doing psychology on the side. You want a full
thing. I want a full thing where...
If you're going to go big.
Yeah, where if I can exit, I actually have some sort of skill to step in the industry without feeling, you know, like I don't know what I'm doing. So they were like, you know, why don't you go after? And I was like... What's that?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like
I was also like, what's that?
No one told us about AFTA.
No one told
it's
us about
well
AFTA.
Well advertised.
Zero. So I was like, okay, cool. AFTA, let me see this thing. So my dad was in Cape Town. He was like, dude, this is so legit. And, you know, they have their studios there, they have their theater, what's, and all of that. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, yeah. Let's do this after thing. And I also felt like I also wanted to be my own person.
Yes.
So everyone from my high school was going to UCT. Like, everyone. And I was like, let me just woosah myself and be my own person and do my own thing and just see how it goes. I was in a new city as well. So it was just a whole experience that I really wanted to take on. And then I joined AFTA and it actually grew me and... made me think about reality more than just studying and getting over it done with and then being confused at the end of the whole journey.
I get you.
You know? So, yeah.
So, have you enjoyed your experience?
I did. It was a nice, like, 9-to-5 life that I lived every day where it's, like, practical-based most of the time. It's
AFTA's very practical.
Yeah. So, it's, like, yoga in the morning, rehearsals for 4 hours in like the afternoon, filming on the weekends for hours. Like you will be on set for
Which is good, 10 hours. They're preparing you guys
for the realities. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you start to think about it, and your lecturers as well always are hands on with you. Like, okay, cool. If you really want to do this, you should start thinking about this when you're done. Like you're always thinking of when I'm finished, I'm going to use this part, or they help cultivate what you need to do when you're finished, which okay. I think in that industry is hard to do.
Mm.
Like it's really, it's difficult when you're finished with a practical degree to start somewhere.
Mm.
So they're always teaching you to the business part of it.
Okay.
At the same time.
Like how to manage yourself when you get into the industry.
So branding, all of that.
Branding, the business behind being in an agent, like knowing which agent is there to actually put you on or steal your cash, or, you know, you learn about contracts. Like, yeah, you learn about a lot of stuff. You learn about a lot. And I think it's important as an artist to know that it's your first biggest step when you finished with that degree is that, number one, you're trying to make an impression everywhere you go. And number two, that like when you enter the spaces, you need to know who you are.
Like to see how you position yourself in the industry. I'm sure some people, you know, like you leave with a degree or you leave with a qualification and then you kind of get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like lost in the enormity of the whole situation and of the industry and not knowing who to trust. Yeah.
Weeks pass. Years sitting pass. Or years pass and you're just like, oof. Where did everything go?
Mm, was it worth it? But that's really cool that you've had that experience, you know, that you went with your gut. I think it's very difficult for people to choose, let me say, untraditional degrees.
Definitely.
Especially in a black family. I mean, we all come from black households. And even for me, like I did philosophy, politics, economics, and
they said philosophy.
Law.
They're like, what's that?
The first question is, okay, so what will you do with that?
What will you do with it?
You know?
Because they know what it is. It's just that they want you to tell them what you're going to do with it.
Exactly. And it will never be an answer that satisfies them anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to say, I'm going to be a lawyer or an accountant or a doctor. It's going to be, I mean, my answer still to today, I've just finished my degree and I'm still like, I don't know exactly where I want to be. But I know that the knowledge I've gained is going to benefit me in the road ahead. But I can't place exactly like, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. And I'm learning to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as Babs was mentioning earlier, you feel so much pressure. Like, oh my gosh, I'm 21. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are doing big things like at this age.
We just compare ourselves too much, which has to stop. You really need to stop comparing yourself. And then when you actually stop comparing yourself, you start focusing on yourself. Then you actually start seeing things happening.
Exactly.
Yes, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. And also sometimes when you sit back and stop comparing yourself to others, you realize, wow, I've just finished my first qualification.
Right?
Yes, you know what I mean?
You should be proud of yourself.
It's a huge thing.
It's a huge thing.
No, we downplay.
No, we like do.
Shout out to us.
Oh, the wow.
I'm sure someone is listening to this will be like, these girls are just gassing.
Dude, they are gassing.
Gassing. But listen, we deserve to gas ourselves out just for a moment.
Self-love.
Uh-huh.
Self-love is key. Okay.
Genuinely, you know.
But what I wanted to say in terms of like the whole untraditional degrees is that it's quite interesting that you were saying your dad was in Cape Town and had actually said to you, you know what, this place seems like the real deal. And that's quite rare, you know, for a black dad to be saying, okay, this art school seems like the real deal.
That never happens. I'm just saying.
Because that's very rare.
You know what? I think that over the years with my dad's experience via the whole, like I said before, degree thing and how, you know, the first thing my dad will say is you need to get that degree, you know, like that's the first thing you must do. If you feel like education isn't going to put you on or whatever, get that degree. And I think the principle behind that is to show whoever you're saying, I want to do this, they look back and they say, no, they really do want to do this kind of thing. Like, oh, okay, they know knowledge about this thing. And they want to come to this thing. Not that they have this knowledge and they're here and the two don't correlate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, okay, this girl clearly wants to use this, like, for real, and not waste life and time.
Mm.
And so when he saw it and, you know, when he was on my side about it, it was a thing of like, okay, this is a investment for her life kind of thing, and not what do I want for her.
Yes.
It's how is she going to invest this in her life? She's going to use it and it's going to grow her or open opportunities.
Or teach me a lesson. Yes.
So it was just that thing of like, okay, cool. You want to do this? You want to invest in it? I'm not forcing you.
Yeah.
So
the parents like using that. It's not my choice.
Mm. No, this is your life.
It's your life. And the thing is, low key, you're just thinking, okay.
You know, parents can actually be so funny sometimes.
Yep.
Yay. Like, I remember last night, I don't even know what my mom was telling me, but she's like, yeah, you know, I always think back to when my mother was teaching me this lesson. And, you know, I also used to not want to listen to her.
Oh.
But now I know. And one day you'll be thinking back to me telling your kids this exact thing. And I'm like, oh my God. That's I know I will be.
That's the thing. And you'll remember that. Oh my God. You will definitely remember it. Because your child will be doing the exact same thing.
Dude. And it's so interesting, like with the whole untraditional degrees, how there can be a lot of backlash from family and from your friends. You know, I saw this. I was on Twitter the other day and I saw this tweet. I think it was from UCT's satire page, the UCT Just Kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, something like when someone asks you in first year, what degree you're studying, it's just so that they know how much respect to give you.
Sure.
Yeah, it's right? So deep.
So they'd retweeted a tweet that had said something along those lines. And I was just like, I remember in first year, everyone was so bothered about what you were studying. If you said
engineering, business science.
Yeah. Oh, no, AXI was number one.
If you said,
where are they now? This is struggling. Guys, it's rough out there.
Listen. If you said AXI, everyone would be like, yo, wow.
Yeah.
You must be really smart.
Like, wow. Middle of the year, they still sing AXI, but they know they're struggling. Mm. You still like, wow, you still made it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, I met so many people from UCT, from Crawford. Out in the streets, right? You know? And they'd be telling me they're going back to Joburg because, you know, they can't manage. And I'm like, shoot, dude.
Hectic.
So, like, what's going to happen? And it's like, you meet so many of them, eh? You meet so many that are like, I'm going back home. And
yeah, I just need a break.
I just need a break.
You do. Yeah, you do have to look after yourself.
I need a break. I need a break. Right now, I'm tired. I'm emotionally drained. So I can imagine those students. It's just,
But it's so interesting how I remember, I don't know if it was in matric, but I remember someone telling me that a BA degree means a bugger all.
What? That.
Like that, you know, it just means like, effort, like I'm just chilling, like, you know, YOLO, like I'm in these streets, like, you know what I mean?
The thing is, God. It's half but true though.
No, I don't agree. I have to disagree with you.
I'll be lit and say, I saw people that just were in it at after just because they're passing by and they don't know what to do. Like, you know, people that you're trying to, because it's always you work in groups there, so it's like,
group work in university, guys.
What I like about the whole BAs and all that stuff is that you can take so many different subjects and kind of like figure out what you want to do. Where commerce is just too structured. It's just,
But what about the whole stigma surrounding, untraditional BA arts kind of degrees?
No, literally you meet them that are like, ah, dude, you know, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm just here, like, and then I just thought, you know, after it'd be cool to go to. So, like, I don't know, bruh. I don't know.
And I don't know. It's a lot of I don't know.
I don't know, bruh. So, rehearsals, they don't learn their lines. They come to school late or on the marijuana. And it's like, it is that stigma. They exist. They're there. There's a portion of them that are there. And then there's also that portion that are actually like,
yeah.
But do you think that people, that small portion of people who aren't utilizing their full potential should represent the whole stream?
No, no, it's just definitely that not. They tell these commerce people like, yeah, I get time and I get a chill and whatever. Yeah, so like that is why the biggest stigma of BA
people. Like in first year, a lot of people would be like, oh my God, I have so much free time. I have so much free time. Where some commerce students would be like, no, I don't got free time. So I think that's where it started. But I don't like the fact that if you have a BA, then you seen as nothing, where
you can do
a lot of BA students are the next CEOs.
Yes,
some of them don't even study commerce. It's the, like literally some of them are what's the starting their own businesses, and then the commerce students are coming to work for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As those accountants.
So it's just that we don't commerce. Some commerce students just don't think about that. Like, who's going to be your next boss if it's not yourself?
Yeah, whose money are you going to be counting?
It might not. It might be that BA student you were making fun of. So stop making fun of BA students. Oh my God, Babs. Money gonna be out.
Yeah, we are trying to have an intellectual conversation. And there's Babs asking, whose money are you going to count? Mine. The one who went after my money. No, but on a serious note, I definitely think that we have to learn how to respect different variations of degrees. And I think it starts at high school because, you know, when we're having the career talks and everything, there's a large section of degrees or courses that are left out.
Thing is, it's even so in varsity.
So true.
That happens in varsity as well. Like when you look at career days, all you see is engineering, commerce, CA. Humanities is not there. They do not have a space, which is quite disadvantaged to them. Yeah. Like,
I know. It's really difficult because I know even with the degree I studied, I had never heard of it. I think I heard of it just because one of my friend's older sisters was studying it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jason because I don't even know what I would have been studying had I not studied this.
Accounting. Ruby become accounting.
Listen, anyone who knows me knows that I have a distaste. I have a distaste.
You hustled in accounting.
Accounting put me through the very most. But anyways, like if I hadn't had that friend who had the older sister who had studied that degree in, I think she had studied in Paris, I would never have known that that qualification even existed. You know what I mean?
I get you.
So it's like, it's all about exposure. It's all about exposure. And it has to start at the high school level because all you hear about in high school is like all the commerce degrees and the very generic traditional commerce degrees.
Or science. Engineering, medicine. Yeah.
They bring like those one or two celebrities that made it to come perform, and they don't actually come and speak about their journey, like where they studied.
Just to perform, just to entertain you guys.
What of this high school is coming to perform?
Who did we always used to have?
You guys have performed.
Jessie Kling, there we go.
Y'all had performers?
That's who we always used to have.
Dude, he was actually in my brother's year. So my brother used to be like, like he's always been a musician and stuff and whatever. And I was like, that's cool. But like
help tell us how to make it there.
What is your story? Like, did you study? Like, what did you do?
But also, like, besides starting at high school, it also starts when you're younger with parents. Like, I feel like parents are the ones who are like, what are you going to be? Should be a doctor, should be an engineer, it should be this.
But I think the reality is we influence our parents. Do you know what I mean? Even in like the whole digital age, I know a lot of the stuff my mom is using now and websites and all that stuff is because I've influenced her to open her mind up to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as their children, we have to open their minds. So I'm saying if we are learning this stuff, that there are so many variations of degrees and courses and academies and technicons and learnerships and all of that we could be doing. And we're telling them from grade 8, grade 9, this person came. Oh, I'm thinking about this route. Oh, I'm going to do job shadowing here. Oh, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a 2-week internship there. And show them that we're serious about it and that it can actually have positive results in the future. Do you know what I mean? That you can actually be successful and make money and support your family and live your dreams without the commerce degree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's up to us, you know, to open their minds and to open the minds of other people around us. But I think it's just unfortunate that even if you think about it, all the scholarships and bursaries that are awarded to people, you're never going to see someone who's studying BA psychology saying, oh yeah, Microsoft just gave me a full $4,500
Microsoft. True. I feel like Microsoft damn right should give them a fully funded, because I feel like when you're working, sometimes you're going to need someone to support you and just ask questions. I don't know, it's just so tricky.
Do you know what I mean?
Because that also like,
you were saying
with that, like, because we know how our parents think, it's mm-hmm. sort of like at some age in your life when you're thinking about where you possibly want to go, you need mm-hmm. to sort of open up those conversations and those channels so that by the time now you're like entering these spaces, they can also be involved with researching, mm-hmm. like, okay, this is what you want to do or whatever, instead of now getting to the end of the journey and being like, okay, I want to do BA. Then they're like, what?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, what is that?
When you were doing different subjects in high school, then you're like, okay, now you shock surprisingly exactly. with the new thing.
But it's like that research is also important. Like, it's also important to show them how this plan
works definitely. Out.
Is possibly going to work out. Because that also shows your parents that you are serious about your life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't look like you're serious about your life, they will make the decision for you.
Yeah, that's the truth. I think it will definitely take a while to change, but hopefully if we are to bring, you know, a generation into this world, we will be more open-minded.
Definitely.
Not saying that you can just, you know, effort and study anything you want just because, but there must be a serious plan and say, okay, how is this going to benefit me? Yes. How is this going to grow me as a person?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did Babs, like, doing your degree, did you have to deal with any like judgment or stigma or whatever from friends or family?
Okay, from like the perspective of like family that isn't in my household, like the external
those ones are always the problem.
They talk the most.
So it's like, okay, dude, like, what are you studying at Cape Town? Then it's like,
what are you doing in Cape Town?
Why are you there also? And it's like, I'm doing live performance. Live performance? What? What is that? Like, what is this BA? What is this acting thing? Acting? So you want to be on TV? That's the first thing.
That's the first thing.
They'll be like, oh, you want to be generations. Listen, always.
Scheme some. Yeah. That's where I want to be.
So it's like that thing was always like, yo, it's hard to, it gets tiring trying to tell them like, no, there's other things within this degree. Mm-hmm. And like, it's actually legit. And so from external, it was a lot of like, what is acting? Like, what is an acting degree? Like, what do you guys do? Do you guys play all day? Like,
what and is people your... actually don't understand that they it's don't. A, it's a talent. It's a
yes,
skill.
It's a skill. Definitely.
They think that, you know, you have like to with train. Some of the, what with like the singing or the radio or whatever it is that you just go there
you
and
go
it's like, oh, okay.
And you do it. And I'm like, no, it's,
you
it's
have
just
to train.
Like any other
you have to train your
career.
Mind. Like, you physically, you have to be all right. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, there's a lot that goes into acting.
Yeah, and then
lots of time as
with
well.
With friends, I think it was cool being in Cape Town. Honestly, because it was like, everyone kind of opened their eyes to this other side of looking at life in Cape Town. I don't know why.
Definitely.
I think
everyone's a stoner in Cape Town.
Yeah,
so
this whole
liberal dude. Like, let's be liberal.
Yeah, jeans and flip-flops.
Yeah. So when you say you're doing something like acting, it's like, wow, like that's really different.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. That's literally what I got. It wasn't really negative. It was just like, okay, that's different. And I think it was genuinely because of the city. Had I been in Joburg, I don't know.
It would be a different
I don't know what people
story.
Would say. Yeah. I actually don't know what people say. I think people would look at me like, oh,
okay, so that's what you're doing.
Okay, cool. So you're going to try be like Bonang, like, is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, but one thing.
Is that what you're trying
like,
to do?
This year, I'm challenging. I'm definitely challenging myself. When people ask, what are you doing? I am not going to mention my degree at all. I'm just going to be like acting. Mm-hmm. I just want to see their facial expression. Like, oh.
They're actually going to be like
acting. I was like, yes. And then they'll find out later in the years when they're researching me.
But you have a whole degree.
That I have a whole degree.
Nah?
Yes. I'm not going to tell them.
I think people always assume when you're studying specific things that you didn't get, like, you didn't get sufficient results to get into a different course.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, when I, because I had done well in matric, right? And then when I chose the degree I did, everyone was like, oh, but you did so well.
Yeah.
You know what
people
I mean?
Always.
Like, why aren't you studying medicine?
Why are you not doing engineering?
I dropped, like, physics in grade 9. Like, I don't even know. What's the thing? The periodic. I don't even know what's on it. Like, do you know what I mean? And you're telling me that I was supposed to study medicine? Like,
right?
Geez.
Literally.
Yeah, it's really sad that, like, certain degrees are equated to a certain level of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can be studying drama and you can be far more intelligent than, you know, the rest.
Definitely.
And there are different streams of intelligence and talent, you know. We can't just think of
everyone's
one
like
stream.
Maths.
Numbers. If you're not good at numbers, then
since grade
maths.
9, people, what's this, are always like maths, physics.
Mm.
Those two together. Then, they were like, you sorted in life.
You sorted.
We know you're going to get into
varsity.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like those kids that took maths lit, everyone was like, oh, you take maths lit? All right. Cool. You just some lazy, like.
Dude,
and then those people are like lawyers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you didn't need the maths to get into. Yeah,
it even starts in high school when someone says maths lit, you're thinking, oh.
Yeah, it's lit, huh?
Yeah, it's lit, right? It's lit. Yeah, girl. Like, core was hard, right? Yeah, I get.
Listen,
and it's the teachers too. That's
it
the
is
problem.
The teachers too. It's the whole institution, from the parents to
yes.
government to teachers to your friends. Like, it's Bez. Everything. Everything needs to change, but it's up to us. It's up to, like, you to go and do your acting course. It's up to Babs to use her degree and to make sure that she makes something of herself, so
Definitely.
That she can be the example. We have to make sure we are the examples. Do you know what I mean? Because you do need examples. You do need a test case to say, okay, this person did this. They went the untraditional route and
look,
it's working for them.
Definitely.
Look what they did. It's difficult when you're saying, okay, this person went the untraditional route and look now.
Yeah.
They're not doing so not doing so well, you know.
Shame, guys. Life is hard.
Life is definitely hard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yo.
I feel like I don't know, like when I turned 21, I was like, ooh, excited, like, you know, I was so excited.
I had so many dreams for myself.
Dude, I still have dreams, but it's just like, it's daunting.
Mm. It is.
All of a sudden, it gets so real.
Yes, that you just want to stay in bed. You just like, fuck it. Like, bad.
And I know, even when I was talking to my mom, because like, I want to do my honors this year, and like, I'd like to study further, like do masters and everything.
Yeah.
But, and that's if, you know, if everything allows.
Yes.
But my mom was like, yeah, you know, you finish your degree. You could be working right now. She's like, can be a proper professional.
Black parents are like, go study further.
Mm. But I mean, like.
That's my parent.
But I mean, like, technically, we're in it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've got your first degree. You can go get your job and start your life.
That's true.
Definitely.
But guys, I'm 21. Like, surely not.
That
like,
is
yeah.
true. That is true.
But I know there are certain Ooh. Circumstances
Damn
where you don't have the privilege of studying further or even studying at all after, you know, matric.
Mm.
But it's like, if you do, it's a very daunting thing to think, oh my gosh, at 21 to start going into the work world.
Because
it's like this adulting thing, guys.
I don't like
it. It's different. I mean, even like for me, in the whole acting field, the first thing I was like, I don't want to be in an office. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do 9 to 5 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real.
It's like, still a 9 to 5.
The hours
are actually worse. The hours are actually worse.
Dude, it's
4
like,
a.m. till 4 a.m. the next day.
Exactly.
And it's always about like booking in, and you are almost like a freelancer. That's your life. Mm-hmm. You're a freelancer. If we're going to put it into black and white, and you must be okay with that. You must actually say, all right, I do this, I do that, I do this, I book this. And that is where like the anxiety comes in, because it's like, have I gotten this? But the money is yeah, lit.
It is.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Furthering education is lit. It takes a lot of money.
A lot.
A lot.
And it just keeps getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. But I think also, like, you know, when you're 21, I know I've had to think about, okay, I need to start planning the road ahead. I need to start thinking, okay, what is Ruby's brand?
Yes.
Rebranding,
yeah. Yeah, you have to.
What am I representing? Mm-hmm. What is the next step?
Small things like posting on Instagram, what you post on Facebook, that is part of your brand.
And you really have to think about it even more now, because it's so important. And you don't realize that everything you put out there is critical to your brand. Yep. Do you know
what
I mean?
Definitely.
It's different to when you're 16 and you're tweeting about whatever. But when you're now 21, 22, 23, whether you're entering the work world or freelance or whatever you're doing, everything you put out there represents you and says something about you, you know? And it's also like, in terms of positioning yourself, I know I had had a conversation with my dad to say, okay, once I'm done with my degree, where do I want to get an internship? Like, where do I want to work? What do I want to do? What side projects am I going to be doing? Even now, you really have to be, I mean, from the beginning of university, but especially now, you need to be thinking about networking.
Yes.
The people that I'm meeting, am I keeping all these connections? Because this person will get you into this institution. This person will get you in here. This person will get you that audition. This person will get you that contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So true.
The people that we went to high school with, the few that you're still in contact with, maintain that, because you're hoping that those people will be the your top key in their industries. They can put you on, whether it be 5 years
from
now.
Just be like, hey, I know someone. Exactly. Don't stress, I got you.
Yeah.
And it's like thinking about all those things, like, oh my gosh, this is real.
Guys, it's so real. Even thinking about it now.
I know.
Real. Because the last time I remember being here, we were like, what's university like?
Woo!
Now I'm like, sitting here. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
And we're so confident. I'm doing that. Now you're just like, yeah, I'm doing this, guys.
Yeah, so, I got the degree.
Yeah, I got that. You know?
But I think what's really important when it comes to like the whole awkward phase of this topic as to what you're going to do is to keep like working at it, like the whole rebranding thing. Just, you know, get up early, like start doing that thing. You just get up early. And
well,
just,
I'm still working on that.
Yes, Ruby. Okay, same.
You're not the only one, babes.
You guys. Okay, no, let me not lie.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Sometimes.
Get up early and like do things, even if it's now implementing this lifestyle thing. Like, I know for a long time, I've always loved lifestyle, like healthy.
Really?
Gym.
I would have never known.
What? Are you being sarcastic, Rupert?
And stuff. And now I'm actually implementing those things. Mm-hmm. And then because you start to put yourself in different spaces, you actually start growing. Like, you actually start to grow up. Like, it's actually time to grow up.
Yes. It really is.
Yeah.
We really aren't kids anymore, and that's the truth.
No, we're not. We really aren't.
Because that's why I think, like, talking about this stuff is so important. Like, what's next? Navigating your 20s. Not to say that we should be anxious about the road ahead, but we do have to think about it. You can't just put it to the side and avoid it.
And just start. Like, whatever you want to do, just start. Like, that's the best thing. Like,
we should also just like be present at the same time.
Yeah.
We have to think about
the
now.
I struggle to be present.
That's the thing. And it's the most important thing. We have to think about the now, so that like the now is going to get us to our future.
The
thing is, we jump to our future and not think about the now. And then already it's our future and we're like, yo, this time.
What happened?
Where did the time go? What happened?
I was busy watching series on my couch.
Yo, I keep on saying that. It's so bad. Like, okay, I'm going to work. Oh my God, this episode. Wow, when last did I watch it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think series can unlock a certain level of creativity in the brain. And, you know, it really just lets you let loose.
You let loose. Wowzers,
I think the interesting thing also about embarking on the whole, like, 20s is, and the freedom and complexities of it, is that some people are getting married. guys.
Hey, like, I was invited to a wedding.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yes. Oh my God.
In America.
Ooh, spill the juice.
You guys don't know her, but shout out to Kalila. Getting married.
How old?
She's 18.
Oh, I thought she was 21.
She's actually 18. I thought she was 20.
Well, you know what?
But yeah.
If it's love, you know it's love.
Some people are ready before others.
Yes.
Shout out to them.
No, shout out.
But never wedding? Me.
It's in April.
Mm. So are you going to America?
I wish. I really wish. But I really wish amazing. I could go.
It is amazing that, like, I mean, she's 18, but I mean, like, people our age, like 21, 22, around there, yeah. are getting married, like, are settling down, are engaged, are having babies.
Some people mature faster Absolutely. Than others. Like, for me, I still have a kid's brain and heart.
Yeah, definitely.
Mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Where other people, like, they're full grown adults at 21 and they're just ready for that adulthood. So it's just like, I guess it just depends on the person.
Mm.
This is a complete, like, off topic, but I saw this picture the other day on Twitter. You know, sometimes people just retweet things and you really don't want to be seeing it on your timeline. Yeah. You know, like the whole pimple popper thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
But anyways.
There's so many things I don't like seeing.
Yeah. So it was a picture of this lady giving birth and it was showing, you know, the lower regions. And the baby's head was... Oh, just no. popping Ew. Out of the yeah. where it comes out of, yeah. you know what I mean? And I was like, wow. this is, wow.
Does my vagina hold that big to do that?
Like, so, sure. You know when you see it, it's just like, is this for me?
Like for me, I'll look at it and I'll be like, okay, this is beautiful, you know? But for me, I'm fine.
Mm.
I don't think anything's popping out there. But for someone else, this is a beautiful moment.
Listen, good for you, babes. Because even when I hear, like one of my cousins just gave birth, and when I hear stories of, you know, after once you hold the child in your hands, all the pain. Why are you lying?
Stop lying.
No, that's
stop.
They like.
Like the pain has not gone anywhere.
It's just that the love. Maybe the love is just strong.
Like. No, I've watched the journey.
The love will heal your stitches.
Okay, the love won't heal your stitches. Hell no, that's not gonna happen. But I feel not everyone's not gonna tell the truth.
No, they don't. They don't tell you the sleepless parts. Nights. Yeah. And the crying and the chundering and the peeing and the nappies and they don't tell you the that
money.
Part.
The money.
That's number one. That's the number one thing they
okay,
should
anyways,
tell you.
Anyways, wait. Okay. No.
Off track.
Off track.
Let's get back to the topic.
Hey, you see girl talk. Hey, this is what happens.
Yeah, girls can talk about nonsense forever. You'll be like, where did the time go?
God.
That time, what have you done that's productive? Chit, chat, 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 chit.
No, remember man. Our study sessions? Yes.
This is why you don't study with friends. First, just listen.
Wait, Babs used to come to my house.
With friends.
At a point, Babs used to come to my house to study. And let me tell you, we did nothing.
No, you don't do anything. I remember even me, like, I remember I used to study with Abu and Tumi. We literally once... went up to upper campus. We lied to ourselves and we're just like, no, we're going to study. Actually, it was middle campus. And then we're like, guys, let's practice this, you know, sexy thing for our men one day.
Ooh. One day, yes, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then now we're practicing this dance, YouTube. And we're like, okay, next day we're going to do it after doing 1 hour of studying. And then 2 hours later, we're doing this exact same thing.
Mm.
It's just like nonsense. It's nonsense.
And I'm sure you didn't even study.
That's the thing. You're only studying the night before because you know the dance off by heart, but you don't know your work.
Uh-huh.
Problem.
Don't study with friends.
Some friends can help, but yeah, it's few. Some.
It's or just few. Have them like, next door.
Or Zanelli. It's not the
love
people
chat.
In this
I'm
room.
I'm not even gonna lie. My mouth is always open when I see a friend.
Your mouth is what?
Oh my God, Marina. Did you have... No.
I'm not involved.
I'm deleting myself out of this conversation. Let's get back to
okay,
the
okay, back on track. Okay, so I want to ask everyone, what is next for you? Zanele, what is next? So you finish your degree at UCT. let's just say for the next year or so, what's next?
Okay. I'm just going to say for the next 6 months.
Okay.
Because that's how I'm working now.
All right.
I'm just going to be focusing on Indigo View. I'll try like look for jobs and that, but at least my parents, my dad's just like, no, if you really want to just focus and you don't want to go find a job, he's supporting me in that, but I want to just learn more skills and all of that. So I do want to find a job.
Okay.
Maybe like a few internships. I don't know, maybe start a few things, you never know. Yeah. So that's like the 6 months. Right now I'm just focusing on my acting career. I'm focusing on myself. And it's kind of like also a break that I just needed. Like, just, yeah.
Yeah, time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Time to gather yourself.
Yes.
Okay, and Babs, what's next?
Okay, so Babs is awaiting what post-grad applications will say.
Mm-hmm. Where have you applied?
UCLA and the New York Film Academy.
Okay.
UCLA.
Cheyenne.
They tell you in April, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we will see what happens. Other than that, fortunately last year I got signed to an agency.
Mm-hmm.
So now like we've properly started like going to auditions.
Which agency were you signed to?
Fig Jam. So we're based in Cape Town and in Joburg.
Okay.
So if work is in Cape Town, I'll be in Cape Town. If it's in Joburg, I'll be in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
I also will be working at this other news channel.
Oh wow!
That your dad may just own.
Wait, what? Okay, no, you gotta explain this now, huh?
So you know, NN7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her father owns it.
Oh, so my dad owns it now. Okay.
So
shout out to the father.
Shout out.
Hey.
Shout out.
Oh, so you're gonna be like doing the news. Yeah, presenting.
One day she'll take it over. So let's just be honest. But it's yeah. fine. But it's fine.
It's
let's
a
pretend
like
we don't
it.
Know.
I actually like it.
So with them you have to do like a whole internship as well for like mm-hmm. doing screen, anything to do with screen presenting mm-hmm. and stuff. So if life looks a bit tricky, I think
at least
I will
got that.
Have that avenue to just, you know, start. Also, just everyday thing. I would really love to start like a legit YouTube channel.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
What would you call it?
I don't know. I want it genuinely to be about like where to from here as a mm-hmm. actress.
Okay. The whole journey. Okay.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yeah.
So like a very real kind of show of like going to auditions. Mm-hmm. Getting jobs, not getting jobs.
Oh my god, that's
experience.
So different. That would be amazing. You should do it.
And you could also interview, like have one-on-ones with people yeah, who are in the industry
people.
Or who are also in the same position as you.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I like
you should
that.
Do
I mean,
it.
You should do it. That's amazing.
No, you must.
And people
Babs, next time
it.
I talk to you, you must have
Please.
Started
yeah,
this
I
channel.
I want to subscribe.
We're ready.
We're
to
ready
hit
to
subscribe.
To hit
it. What's the thing that people always say at the end of their videos? Yeah, so if you like this video.
Drop a comment below.
Yeah.
Drop a comment
Please
below.
Subscribe. Don't
Please
forget.
Hit like.
Okay. Please don't forget to subscribe. Or in the beginning, they'll be like, guys, if you're new to my channel.
Channel, hey.
Please don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah.
And they're still like, hey.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to put the video just there.
The link
yes.
below.
And then you hear, cook.
Yeah, and then it just pops up.
Yeah, so now I'm learning, like, editing stuff. I've just been watching, like, how to make it legit.
Okay.
And by some of the money I've made through other stuff, I want to buy.
Why does that sound
YouTube,
dodgy?
YouTube. Equipment. It's not touch, but yeah.
Like lighting, camera, all of that. Okay.
That would be amazing.
I think
I hope you
cool.
do it.
Yeah.
No.
I like that idea.
Right now, life is looking very bright.
Okay.
And work needs to be done now.
Yes.
It's crunch time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, I think we definitely have to put the work in because I know when I'm 30, I want to be having like this big bash mm-hmm. and all my friends
right?
fly in.
Ooh,
and then,
right?
like, and then I'll be chatting to Sunny and I'll be like, yeah, so
go.
That Oscar nom.
Hey!
Yay!
Hey!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then it'll be like, Babs, no, I saw you at the Golden Globes.
Hey!
Babs will be like, yeah, yeah.
Boy. We'll be seeing each other, Babs, like the red carpet, like, girl, oh my God, I love your black dress.
Listen.
Your black dress, too.
Yeah. be like, guys, you know, my media company now is on like Fortune 500. Hey, you know?
Yes. Or just you'll be like, remember that time when Cliff Central.
Listen.
It's happening.
Oh my god!
No, it's really cool. It's really cool to also like see Ruby here,
right?
Under earphones and under the mix and it's with a the
start.
DJ thing.
That's the thing. You always have to start somewhere. It's cool. And this is an amazing start.
It's really cool because like this is also networking. Mm-hmm. This is also a platform to be like, shut
make
up.
Sure I always put my friends on.
Yes, you always. Do. Always. Thank you, babes. Always.
Shout out to Ruby. You know, it's really cool. It's really cool. So I'm excited for everybody.
I'm excited for this YouTube channel, guys.
Yeah, me too. I want that advice. That's why I'm excited.
And next time we do the show, I'll be like, yeah, guys, so you need to subscribe to check out Babs' this YouTube channel. Whatever it will be called.
Whatever it will be called.
Babs doing the Millie Rock in the studio. All right,
Breaks
then.
With Babs. What advice with Babs? I don't know.
No, Zanny, I don't think that's
Babs
name.
With the Babs boo, bab boo.
Yeah, I need a name. Bab boo, bab boo, boo.
I don't think Zanny's the one to go to for the name.
Have a theme song. You know how Jackie Aina, do you want
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Babs.
Ooh, no.
Something it's a no else, from okay? me. But there must be a theme, like a little song there.
And I think definitely YouTube is growing in SA, like South African YouTubers.
Definitely. So you're starting like now is great.
That's very cool. And a lot of them are mainly like hair or beauty. So I think it'll be cool to have a more like lifestyle advice.
Yeah.
That'll be very cool. Oh, I'm excited. Guys, Babs is going to have a YouTube channel.
Like, I know her.
What's good? Are
like, have you guys heard of Babs? Oh, God. I was on radio with her the other time. We go
way back.
You were sleeping on her. I was awake. Uh-huh. Okay.
You were awake.
You've been sleeping. You've been sleep.
Okay, well, just to end this off, I had seen an article the other day that said 20 things you need to do in your 20s. So I'm just going to go through the 20 things and you can let me know if you agree or if you don't agree. Okay. Be you.
Agree.
Yes. Struggle.
Agree.
Eat whatever the F you want.
Agree. But you need to detox. Sometimes it depends. It depends. That's a meep.
Zanin is currently on a detox. Okay. So I think this might be triggering. That was, trigger warning.
I'm so hungry right now, but I'm juicing and I'm just thinking of that burger, but it's fine. The juice.
Are you literally not eating food?
No, I eat like vegetables and fruits sometimes. It's like juice, vegetable. It's for 7 days, guys, and I've never lost it for right, 4 days.
Next on the list is date someone completely wrong for you.
I feel like okay.
Babs acting as if she hasn't.
For me, I'm in a relationship right now.
To homeboy, if you listen.
Someone's angry in studio. She's just like, she's remembering her past.
I'm joking.
We won't name names, but the person has been dated. Okay. Do something purely for the thrill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Keep moving.
Yes.
Travel the world.
Yes.
If you have money.
I was going to say on whose money,
you
but
have
okay.
That coin.
Love your parents, thank them and repay them.
Of course.
Shame, yeah. Definitely.
Spend good quality time with your family.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mend the open wounds.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, Babs,
it depends.
It's so sweet.
Meet. I don't know. Yeah, it depends
on the person. You know,
sometimes you
just
can get your own closure.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't need the person.
Well, I mean, South African wig closure is quite bad. But
oh my God.
Some people can't find their own closure.
It's improving.
I don't know.
Some great people.
Those ones that are like peach colored. Yo.
See, my thing is where on the forehead, right? So the lace just ends after
your
the
hairline.
No, you. That's why like you need babes. To go to a person that is just knows what to do.
Who does?
There's lots of
are
people.
They?
It's just that we need to
BHC,
find them.
Put yourself on.
Who?
BHC.
Okay.
Advertising.
Brand hair couture. They're really good with wigs.
Now you need free wigs.
How pricey are they?
They're reasonable.
That's a lie. Okay. Meet a lot of new people.
Definitely.
Okay. Make unforgettable memories.
Definitely.
Yes.
Continue to follow your dreams.
Definitely.
Yep.
This one says, be a sponge.
What does that mean?
Soak in, like, experience stuff.
Oh, okay. Yes, definitely.
Okay, pick up a new hobby.
Definitely.
Don't dwell on the negatives.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's hard not to do, but
it is very hard not to
do. But I feel like you should have, what's this, everyone has an angel and a demon, and sometimes you need to have tea with your demon to know what you are, who you are in life, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Give back.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Cherish the people who have always been there.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Trust only a few.
Yes.
Definitely.
You will learn this.
Definitely.
And then live in the moment without fear or expectation of the future.
Amen.
Sure. Yep.
Definitely.
Live in the moment.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I would like to thank Babs and Zanelle for joining me in studio.
Welcome,
this was so much fun.
Okay, you were listening to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri.
This is CliffCentral.com.